Stormfront by Jim Butcher. Print publication by Rock, a division of Penguin Putnam. This production is brought to you by Buzzy Multimedia Audiobooks and is read for you by James Marsters.
I heard the mailman approach my office door half an hour earlier than usual. He didn't sound right. His footsteps fell more heavily, jauntily, and he whistled. A new guy. He whistled his way to my front door, then fell silent for a moment. Then he laughed. Then he knocked. I winced. My mail comes through the mail slot unless it's registered. I get a really limited selection of registered mail, and it's never good news. I got up out of my office chair and opened the door. The new mailman, who looked like a basketball with arms and legs and a sunburned, balding head, was chuckling at the sign on the glass door. He glanced at me and hooked a thumb toward the sign. "You're kidding, right?" I read the sign. People change it occasionally. And shook my head. "No, I'm serious. Can I have my mail, please?"
So, like parties, shows, stuff like that?
He looked past me as though he expected to see a white tiger or possibly some skimpily clad assistants prancing around my one-room office. I sighed, not in the mood to get mocked again, and reached for the mail he held in his hand. "No, not like that. I don't do parties." He held on to it, his head tilted curiously.
"So what, some kind of fortune teller? Cards and crystal balls and things?"
"No," I told him, "I'm not a psychic." I tugged at the mail. He held on to it.
"What are you, then?"
"What's the sign on the door say?"
"It says Harry Dresden, wizard."
"That's me," I confirmed.
"An actual wizard?"
he asked, grinning as though I should let him in on the joke.
"Spells and potions, demons and incantations, subtle and quick to anger?"